Okay, our friends. So today's story is called I See You, Sad Bear. It was written by Vern Kowski, and it is read today by Mommy and... Oh, I think I know exactly who you are talking like that. Are you toothless?
Yolk.
Friends, if you have ever read the book, How to Train Your Dragon, not the movie, but the book, the dragon Toothless talks, and he's very cute, but he talks like that. Toothless, are you ready for a story? We're going to find out why there's a sad bear in this story. I don't know if there's any jokes, but there might be. Ready to find out? All right, here we go. Sad Bear, why are you so sad? In the picture, we see the sad bear. He is a bear. He is sad. He's sitting in the schoolyard. He does not look happy. Did you drop your ice cream on the ground? Or lose your shiny new balloon? Ooh, those would be sad things. Was it your birthday? And did your friends all forget? That would be very sad. Or did you fall when you tried to learn to ice skate? Oh, that does happen. Ice skating can be very difficult, can't it? Did you build a sailboat that just wouldn't float? Or has somebody chopped down your special climbing tree? Oh, that would be sad too. You know, in the picture we can see Bear has gone to a pond or a fountain where all the other kids have little boats they've made out of paper. But his boat did not go. It sank right to the bottom. Sometimes that happens. Is today, perhaps, a cold and rainy day? Or was there an accident with your favorite model airplane? Oh no, in the picture we can see it broke, it fell. Or actually, it hit something that broke and fell too. It's a disaster. Maybe it's because the world is such a very big place. And you are only a little bear. Or maybe there is no reason at all. And you are just simply sad. Sad Bear, I see that you are sad over there, says Sad Bear's friend, who is a deer. Okay. And now Sad Bear's friend, deer, has a light shining over it. You know, all of the scenes we have seen Sad Bear in, Sad Bear has been sad. And it's been dark and lonely for Sad Bear. But let's see what happens now that deer has come along. So I will give you a scoop from my blueberry cone. And then we will rescue your lost balloon. What a good friend. So close your eyes, Sad Bear, says the deer. And now open them wide. Surprise! All of the friends have come together because I think it was Sad Bear's birthday. And they have thrown him a birthday party. And there's the cake with candles on it. And he is 5 years old. Oh, Sad Bear, you're having a great day now. And after presents and cake, we will all go to the rink and help you learn to ice skate. Do you know sometimes you can feel like there's so much going on and you can't do it? But there is a magic word, we've read about it, yet. You haven't learned yet how to do that thing. And sometimes you just need help. The world is big, but if you have someone who can help you, you can do a lot. As for the boat that wouldn't float, let's turn it into a tiny submarine. Brilliant.
Or if it... They could make it smaller.
Or they could have made it smaller, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes if you make it too big, it doesn't float on the water. But if you make it smaller, it's more secure to float. I agree. Then we'll plant some new seeds in an old empty spot so that someday there will be a garden with flowers and a tall climbing tree. See, that's wonderful. If someone's chopped down your tree, plant a new one, right?
But why cut it down?
That's a very good question. Trees get cut down for all kinds of reasons.
Why do you think that one?
Maybe it was in a bad place. The place where it wasn't getting enough sunshine.
Good point.
Those cold and rainy days, why? They just give us new ways to play and time to mend a model airplane. Ooh, look at that. He's gluing it back together. It's true. The world is such a very big place. Which just means there's so much more for us to explore. But Sad Bear, if, after all, you still feel a little blue, that's okay. I understand. Sometimes I get sad, too. And how nice is it to have a friend who understands you and cares about you? And if you're feeling sad, here is another fun thing to remember, and an important thing to remember. Sad is a feeling, right? And feelings do come and go. Whenever I start to feel sad, I go for a walk outside, and I get some fresh air and some sunshine, and suddenly I feel better. When I get sad, I ask someone to help me with whatever it is that I'm struggling with. And I get more help, and then I feel better. When I feel sad, I talk to my mom. And I ask her to help me and get her advice on things. And then I feel better. There's lots of things that we can do. And also remember, that feeling will not stay forever. Feelings never do stay forever. They come and they go. Just like books, right? Which reminds me, this is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.